Next case.
Case number 12816, William Gorman seeks a special use exception and a variance from the maximum square footage requirement for an existing garage studio apartment, sections 11540 and 11542 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a lot located on the northwest side of Washington Street within the Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20556 Washington Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. Tax map is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 7. The applicant is seeking a 328 square foot variance from the 800 square foot maximum allowable square footage for garage studio apartment and the special use for the garage studio apartment. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Bill Gorman, and I live at 1160 East Passyunk Avenue in Philadelphia, PA.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, as mentioned, my name is Bill Gorman, and I live in Philadelphia. I split my time there and at my home in Rehoboth, 2556 Washington Street. I own Gorman Investment Group, a wealth management firm on Rittenhouse Square in Center City, Philadelphia. As an adjunct, I spent 20 years as a business reporter on KYW News Radio in Philadelphia. I've been in wealth management for 36 years. I say that because I plan on retiring in the not too distant future to the property in Rehoboth for part of the year. As my letter of March 3rd this year mentions, I'm hoping to obtain a special use exception of an existing condition at my home, which will allow me to enhance the living space there. It was once a garage with a studio apartment upstairs. I'd like to include a propane stove or an electric stove, you know, and what could they say the kitchen area. As stated on my application submitted on March 3rd, I can answer your questions, I think, per the application. And I brought hard copies with photos and things like that for five of you I could give you to follow along if you wish.
You can give them Ms. Norwood. She'll distribute them.
In addition to that, there's two copies of a letter from March 09 from this board. I bought the house in June 2008, and there was a variance that had to be reviewed or granted for sheds that was on the property when I purchased the property. So there's two copies here. So on page two of the application, number one, where you ask of the uniqueness of the property. So the cottage and the detached garage with an upstairs studio apartment are situated on an irregular lot. The aforementioned garage was built in or around year 2000. The garage was built behind the cottage, yet both buildings do not face the property front. They face the property side. The cottage and garage front entrances face this property side with a 15-foot setback from the property line. The irregular lot size, along with the unique characteristics of each structure and where each structure is situated, creates a near impossible use of the garage as a house for automobiles, as easy access in and out of it does not exist. So if you look at the photos, I have a photo of the front of the front of the house. And then behind that cottage, which is, I suspect, been there for years, there's a 3-foot kind of walkway or breezeway, and then there's the detached garage apartment. So that's, if you just scroll back, see what, so that's kind of the driveway and then the gates. So that's the 15-foot setback from the fence or property line to both the cottage and the garage. If you take a look at that, scroll to that, that was where the garage door was, and that faced, again, 15 feet right in front with the fence. And of course, that was there when I bought the property. I bought the property because it's a great location. You can be from my driveway onto Rehoboth Avenue in 5 minutes, and you avoid Route 1 by going under kind of a, by going under Route 1 through a service road that takes you right into the town. So back in 2014, by way of permit, I was working with a general contractor, interior designer, who kind of general contracted, you know, making, turning that into living space. During Hurricane Sandy, you know, the garage got water, the back shed got water, and then the cottage, which sits on a slab, had water. So when that was being improved or reconfigured, you know, a simpler survey came out and did a survey, then an elevation certificate, and the floor was raised 3 feet with flood vents and everything that was required through the county. The answer to question number two cannot otherwise be developed. The garage in 2014 was converted into living spaces. It was impossible to use this structure as a garage. The structure is approximately 1,100 square feet. And then I've included the survey, and I've got the building permit through the county back in 2014. That building was put up, I suspect, around year 2000. So it's 22 years old, approximately. Number four will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I do not foresee any future issues as a result of the variance being potentially granted for my neighbors, the street, or the community, as this structure was built approximately 22 years ago and has been without issue. On the contrary, if or I had attempted to use the garage as a garage, my neighbor's property, you know, of whom my garage faces, would have been impacted due to the narrow entrance and overall design. You know, that fence would have had to have come down. And when I bought the property, that stockade fence was on the property. There just would not have been room to kind of maneuver your car. And the former owner, I had bought it from an estate. He had passed away. He would repair motorcycles in the garage. So that was his thing. Number five, minimum variance. If granted, the variance would allow for cooking or an electric or propane stove to be included within what has become living space. Criteria for a special use exception is highlighted in my response to question number four. If I attempted to use the structure as a garage, my next door neighbor would be impacted. My neighbor on the other side is pump station number five, which is owned by Rehoboth Beach Water and Wastewater Authority. I'm not aware of any other requirements that you may have. So what's my basis for appeal? So I live in Philly, I have the place here, and I do anticipate retiring in the not too distant future and spending more time at the house. So, you know, at this juncture, I don't have cooking back there, and I would like to have a stove, so, and a microwave. So I'm told that I need to get the special use exception on for this. But you can see when you take a look at the survey on the property, you know, it's 112 feet across, 70 feet back, 100 feet this side, and there's 92 feet this side. There's approximately 8,900 square feet on the property. See, and to keep it as a garage potentially would have required changing the opening to the garage door to the other side. See, and the back, the house, the side yard is really the backyard because of the way the buildings are configured. So to put the garage entrance on the other side, because I looked at that as well, it really would disrupt the front yard and the backyard, and then the decking would have to come down, which was there when I bought it. So that's basically what I have, and I've got copies of the permits and the surveys and all of that.
Questions?
So what's the distance from the garage to the cottage?
Yeah, so if you take a look, so this is the front yard here. This is the driveway. It's really not used because I park here. I don't go all the way back here. So this is the front yard. This is kind of the backyard or the side yard. This is the two-story garage that was put up back in year 2000. And the entrance to the garage was here.
Right.
And it was just impractical. You know, you just couldn't. But again, I left it that way for a number of years. And then I just converted it into living space because this whole area is a floodplain. So I'm AE, floodplain. So, you know, a lot of this area with heavy rains goes underwater. But I was, you know, but turning it into living space because this here is the cottage. And even the cottage, when I did the, what was it, the elevation certificate, the floodplain had been redrawn from what I was told from the surveying company. So when I bought the property in 08, the cottage sitting on the slab was at base flood. So now, because of the redrawing of the map, allegedly 6 inches below base flood. So, comma claim, I either have to lift this or take this down. And it's old. This is 22 years old. This is old. So, and it's, I kind of fixed it up and all that, but it's old. And it would have to be a new place built on that footprint, but higher. And that's what people seem to be doing. But this is, you know, this is it back here. And this is living space. And this is living space. This has a stove and a microwave. And this doesn't. And that's what I'd like to put back there. And I rent the cottage out through VRBO in the summer. But other than that, it just stays vacant. So that's the story on the property.
So they're just a few feet apart?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is 3 feet between both, about 36 inches, okay, between here. So they're separated, you know, it's a walkway. And then in question, you see, there's a shed here and a shed here. And back in 09, I bought the property with these sheds and I had to get a variance. And that's those two letters where the variance was granted because it was that way when I bought the place. It was all that way when I bought the place. So this shed is actually, I've got a permit for that. That's being removed. And a new shed's being put in with the 5 foot setback. See, and then there's, over here is the pump station number 5. And then this is the frontage, and this is patio. And that's all decking. It was all there. So with the anticipation of being down here on a more full-time basis, that's why I'm looking to accomplish that.
Sir, when you purchased the property, was the first floor still a garage?
Yes. So that was still a garage, and there was the upstairs apartment.
There wasn't an apartment above when you purchased it?
Yes.
And then you finished off the downstairs?
I finished, yeah.
Is the downstairs now, is that all one big apartment, or is that two separate?
No. The garage, the floor is up 3 feet, so it's kind of living space. I've got a living room in there, put a half bath in there. That's kind of it, like a kitchenette kind of thing in there with a refrigerator.
So the apartment above that was there when you purchased mm-hmm. it, is that also a garage studio apartment?
Well, see, okay, so the garage, no, it's all one, it's not two separate units, it's just
okay.
One. No, it's just one.
It's all one, it's all one unit, okay.
Yeah. It's about 1,100 square feet, the whole.
So
unit.
You need a variance for the size because it's over 800 square feet.
That's right. It can't be in law, right? 800 square feet. So because I'm 1,100 and I think 23 square feet, I was told I need a special use.
It's 1,123, so you need
320
foot, 323 square foot. Is that correct? Am I getting that right, Mr.?
I think it's
328.
328, okay.
Yeah, 1,128. I misread that.
Okay, 328 square foot, greater than 800.
Yeah.
And you also need a special use, is that correct? Ms. Norwood, is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, I need a special use, yeah. Right. See, if it was 800 square feet or less, I understand I wouldn't need a variance. I think it would just be in-law or something. But because it's 1,128 square feet, and it's all one, it's not two separate units, so it's living space.
Right.
And then there's, you know, the upstairs.
But right now it's not a garage studio apartment because you don't have a cooking appliance. Putting the cooking appliance is what makes it a garage studio apartment.
Okay.
Is that what? I think I've got that right.
I've been back and forth with it, but you're only allowed one cooking appliance, stove, electric or propane. So in order for me to have a second one, for the back building, or the back house, so to speak, which is where I live when I'm down here, or stay at times. That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, so it's two buildings, the cottage, which has the cooking, and then the back house, which does not.
Water and septic that services the property?
Say that again?
How is water and septic service for the
property? Yeah, so, you know, the problem, the property when I bought it wasn't without its irregularities, you know. The former owner really was a garage mechanic, and he did a lot of things that wasn't within compliance. And so when I came for the permit in 2014 to convert the back building into living space, you know, the garage, I was told that I wasn't compliant with water, which was kind of news to me. So then what happened was, and I've got that documentation here, what happened was I had to pay about $3,500 in back fees or fees to be compliant, that there was two separate, there was already two separate water to Dewey Beach, but they had to, I can show that to you. They had to, I had to become compliant. And because when I purchased the property, when that garage was put up 22 years ago with the studio apartment, the former owner should have, may I give this to you?
Yes.
Should have separated the water, because when the building went up, he had water for the bathroom, the upstairs bathroom, the bathroom on the studio apartment, but for some reason the water department wasn't aware of it, and when I came in, they said, well, you need to do this and do this. So I did it, and so that's what happened there. And then the sheds weren't compliant.
Okay, so my question was with water and with septic and or sewer. How is septic and or sewer provided to this property?
Through, well, I pay the bill through Sussex County, so it's Sussex County water.
County sewer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's no HOA. I'm in the county. Yeah. So the water, they separated somehow, and that's how that went.
So you're essentially creating two living structures on this, on a piece of property.
Yes. Well, here you go. That's the for the permit 2014. Yeah. So you had the cottage, and then you had the garage, upstairs apartment, and I've converted through 2014 the back, I call it the back building, the back house, into living quarters. Yeah.
And you've been running it out, correct?
No, I don't rent the back house. I don't rent out.
But yeah, one
because
of,
there's
you
not
stay,
cooking.
You stay in one, and the other one you rent.
Yeah, the cottage I rent out. The original build, the cottage I rent out that has cooking. Yeah. And this is the permit. Yeah. Do you need a copy of this from that time? No. I don't.
Anybody else have anything, Mr. Short?
Do you have a dedicated parking space for the occupant of this studio apartment?
Well, there's a lot of parking. The property has quite a bit of parking because.
Why, Mike? Here's a question.
Yes.
It has. You have to have a dedicated parking space.
Yeah, there's dedicated parking.
And I just want to understand, kind of going back to some of your testimony, the garage was there as it currently stands as far as the square footage of the garage.
Oh, yeah.
When you purchased it.
Yeah.
The upstairs had an apartment above it, and
yeah,
the downstairs was used for
garage.
A garage. But due to its proximity to the side property line, it's not functional for you to be able to use it as a garage.
That's correct.
So you've converted that to additional living space.
Yeah.
And now you wish to use the entirety of that building as a garage studio apartment by basically just putting in cooking equipment?
Yeah, well, the garage is gone, and it was never, since I bought it, it was never used as a garage. So the garage is gone, and the garage would take on some water during storms. So I, in 2014, you know, raised the floor and created living space and made it very nice. So it's not a garage, but it's still considered, I guess, a garage studio apartment.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12816 for Mr. William Gorman? Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12816 for Mr. William Gorman and entertain a motion.
I'll remind the board we have two different standards on this one.
Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and make a motion. Case number 12816 for William Gorman, that we approve the special use and the requested variance. It will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring and adjacent properties. The property has unique physical conditions due to the flooding and the location of the garage. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief. And this is all pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing.
We have a motion on the special use and on the variance.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
For the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Nay.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay on both. So with a vote of 2-3, sir, both of your cases are denied.
May I?
Yes. Sir, you'll have to contact the office in the morning.
Oh, great.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yay!